Hello, it's Friday, the 19th of August in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with our weekly news roundup. We've got the wonderful Jason Nota back after too long an absence. Do you want to say a quick hello before I introduce everyone else? Because your fan base has been missing you. No, don't want to talk. Okay. Not only
That's
would
because I
you.
had you on mute, so I do apologise. Yep. Hey up, Lou. How are you doing, ladies? Hey up, we're all well.
Yeah,
Glad you're
where have you
back,
been?
brother. Well, I've just been child most of the time and work, to be fair. It's been busy, 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 which is good. But I've just been slaving away, like you do, trying to put a little bit aside for when things get a little bit rough.
Yeah, won't be waiting long. We're going to go deep into, because you also went out into Leeds, and we want to just to discuss that, but we will do that a little bit later. We've also got the wonderful Christine over in Alabama, but she's not in Alabama. She's in Florida. Good evening, Christine.
Hello, and I am here, and I hope you can tell that my tan is better. I don't know if you guys, I know you can't see me, but I should sound like I'm darker right now. I'm
Yeah,
just
you
saying.
do sound like you're more tanned.
Good.
I
I
can
can
hear
be
background music. Are you partying? Are you on the
so
beach?
a bit. I'm sorry about that. I'll turn it down.
Christine, you sound golden brown. You
I
sound
am golden brown. It is, I
sound
am
like
like,
a
I
well
look
done
like
chicken.
exactly right. Like I'm a well-basted turkey. That's what it is, brother.
You got the same color.
And we've got
Thank
wonderful
you.
Christy down. Are you in the valleys, Christy?
I'm not. I'm in Cardiff,
She's
in the
in the
city
city.
centre.
So we've got Christy down there in Wales. Kat's not here tonight, so it is the three of us. And Christy, you're going to start. Where are you starting?
Okay, so I'm just going to mention about monkeypox because obviously that's been
Fucking
declared as
nonsense.
a global pandemic. So they're starting to discuss this now, which is it sounds very similar to the way they did it with COVID. And also I've noticed that on the Pfizer documents, one of the adverse reactions is autoimmune blistering disease. It's actually there on the adverse reactions. So could this possibly be an adverse reaction to all the jabs that they've been given? What do you think about that?
It could be. I saw something interesting earlier. I can't remember where it was. God knows where I saw it. It was on a YouTube video that they're saying it's mainly affecting men in same-sex relationships. Has anybody else seen that?
No,
Well,
but what I
yes.
will say is this. I will say this, sorry. Quite
Okay.
evidently, it's going to be people that have had the shot. And all they have
Yes.
to do now, they've got this stuff inside them, is turn these information centres, what I call towers, but they're information centres, and
Right.
all they have to do is turn those frequencies a little bit, and they can cause that blistering to happen to hundreds of people overnight. So just be, mindful of the technology that they've got.
How did you know that then? I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, think about it. They've now got this graphene oxide within people, and this graphene oxide, it basically can run around your body and do whatever they program it to do.
Well, didn't it come out
And
that
it
in
just needs to be
Japan?
certain frequencies. It's a frequency game they're playing. And they've got all the technology up around us. So all they have to do in a certain area is boom, boom, change the frequency to emit, and then the oxygen will do what it's supposed to do. And then these people will come out in blisters. Some of them will die, some of them will be bad, some of them will be quite
Right.
mild, etc., etc. And that's it. The technology's inside people now for
That's
them to
true.
basically do whatever they want to them people and cause whatever
That's
actions they want. So it's a complete
yes.
game changer.
But here's the
Didn't
deal.
they mention about nanobots in Japan? Hasn't that just recently come out? Have you heard about that?
Not seen
Nanobots
that,
were,
no.
they were in the jab. That's what was in, that's part of, I think, what was in the jab.
Well, that's graphene oxide. It's
But
nanotechnology.
they're right.
Yes,
But
that is
here's
coming
when they're
out.
talking about nanobots, they're talking about the same thing.
Correct. But
Yes,
when
it
we are
is.
talking about sound, vibration, and frequency, you're speaking God's language. You are speaking God's language, because he is energy, sound, vibration, and light. And he can undo everything they've done. And all you have to do is believe it. Plead the blood of Jesus over you and your body and your family. It will not come near us. It's a promise in the Bible. The Bible says we can drink poison and we will not be affected. We are so, he has us so covered and protected. You know, I never had COVID. I have not been sick since 2020, as far as that goes, as far as anything major. And I've obviously never had the jab, but I know that when they keep trying to push all this, what the prophecies are saying is let them try. They can do all they want to do. It's only going to affect them. It's only going to affect the wicked. God's people are going to be protected in all of this. So the righteous people on earth have nothing to fear and absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do need to stand. And we need to stand on the word of God, because that is our promise. And that is how we get through this.
I interviewed Thomas Sheridan earlier, as I said. And we discussed this, and I said, surely the public aren't going to be that stupid to fall for it again. And the timing of it is just impeccable. So, but Thomas said, yep, they're going to fall for it. It's going to be blasted over the BBC News. It's going to be blasted over everyone. And the article, the headline I shared yesterday is Fatal Virus, No Cure. What's that called? Vaccines, help us. We need a vaccine. It's right on cue. And then roll out some old vaccines that they developed for maybe something else, because they don't even know what they're developing for. They make it up at the end, don't they? So it's part of the same playbook. We must have Christine say, keep in prayer that humanity will wake up. I'm interested to hear what Trump comes out with and says on comments on this, and Kamala or Camel or whatever the name is this week. So, yeah, interesting. Okay, that's great, Christy. What you got next?
Okay, so I just wanted to mention, we've had three people in the Valleys in Wales. They've been arrested for Facebook posts. And one of the people that's been arrested, I actually know him, and his name is Jamie Michael. He is actually a veteran. He's a really great guy. He's been fantastic over the last few years. He himself is vaccine damaged, because when he was in the army, he was given a vaccine and it actually damaged him. You can see it in his face, his skin colouring. So the last few years, he's been helping people with, you know, vaccine damage and other things. He's been really great. But he's also been arranging meetings in his local area to discuss about the illegals coming in. So he's got quite a big following, and he's been speaking out for the last few years. He has concerns about men arriving without their wives or children. So obviously he's been arranging meetings to discuss this, but they've arrested him for racial hatred and that he was inciting some sort of violence. But on his Facebook, it's really awful. He's a really good man. And he's pleaded not guilty, but the other two have pleaded guilty. Now, I don't know them, so I can't speak for them. But he, a few days before he was arrested, he actually spoke out on Facebook and said that he was arranging meetings, but no one was to come if they thought that it was about violence or anything like that, that he wanted to talk to people about the agenda, why this was happening, and that he would arrange another meeting in a couple of weeks. But he said, don't bother coming if you're looking for violence. We're meeting to find solutions, you know, within the law. And yet he's now, bless him, he's got a family and he's now in prison. They've kept him inside until they're going to rehear it or, you know.
So what's his name and what's his group?
So his name is Jamie Michael. He's on Facebook. I can pass the link over to you after the show. And he just has spoken out for a long time. He does some therapies at home where he helps people, like I said, with vaccine damage and stuff. And he's just been arranging local meetings, just trying to sort of like protect his community. But South Wales police have arrested him, and they're going to, the 23rd of August, they're going to, he's going to be back in court to do with this because he's pleaded not guilty. So I really don't know what's going to happen here, but they obviously have been watching him. But I feel that he's done nothing that I can see on his Facebook is any different than what I see on hundreds of other people's Facebooks, but for some reason they've gone
it
to
it doesn't
him.
Matter. It's a precedent that they're going to try set. That's what they're doing. And that's why they've gone for a specific veteran. So it's like, look, if we're going to get the veterans, we'll get anybody. So it's a precedent they're trying to set.
Exactly,
like,
yes.
Like you say, there's many, many people outspoken, probably even more outspoken and more, let's say, adventurous, you know, and they're, you know, they can't get everybody, but if they get one person and it's somebody like a veteran, it's more of a statement than just Joe Bloggs who's kicking off about it and saying, let's go around and carry on and blah, blah, black sheep, whatever. But if it's somebody like a veteran, it's going to be a question that, look, let's make an example and put a statement out there.
It's a power trip move.
Absolutely. But if it's played right, and it's all about opinion and freedom of speech. And you cannot, as long as he's not called for any violence or he's not called anybody anything that's, you know, could be deemed as racially insulting, you know, he needs to just go down the lines of opinions. You know, it's freedom of speech. You can't stop me from saying, look, I'm concerned that there's grown men, fighting age men coming into this country that are unvetted. I'm very concerned. Let's get together and have a conversation about it. Hang on a minute. You can't tell me that I'm not allowed to do that. Do yourself a favour and disappear. But if he falls into the trap and the legal language that they're going to bestow upon him, then it's a different ball game because they'll get him to admit, you know, somewhere along the lines, or push him for some form of admittance to entrap himself into their legal system.
Well, I he's fairly clever, so I think that's why he's pleaded not guilty. The other two guys have gone guilty, which I think is unbelievable because it is freedom of speech. And, you know, there is a valid concern going on at the moment. So, but I'm hoping that he will be okay. And from his last
He just needs to not recognise the illegitimacy of the call that he's going to be putting. He needs to not recognise that. It's not a legitimate court. It's de facto call it out for what it is. And then it'll just get adjourned. It'll get adjourned and then get adjourned again. And they won't know what to do with this fella. Yeah, and then they might leave him alone and go praying somebody else.
I just put a friend request in for him and we'll see what happens. And maybe, if you know, when he does get out, he might want to come on and tell his story if he wants. Welcome him. You know, he's welcome to come on. It's shocking. I mean, we also had earlier in the week the Manchester, was he chief police or chief inspector or something, Manchester police, putting an opening statement out, starting with the Salaam Alaikum.
Really? I didn't see that. Wow.
Yeah, I did. And then it ended with Shukriya, which means thank you.
Yeah.
And the statement.
As I said to Thomas, and I said this last week in the show, I never thought these words would come out my mouth, but bring back Maggie Thatcher. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth ever, but...
Thank you, Blair.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan, though, as you know. It's all part of this global vision that people need to quickly get their head around. Because, you know, I speak to people, that every normal, everyday people, it's what I do for a living. And people still A lot of people like that. It's going crazy. So much weirdly wrong here, but they still can't put the finger on it. You know, and I tell people, go have a look at Agenda 2030 and the Global Sustainability Plan. They go, what's that? I said, just go have a look. And that's it. Let your nose guide you the rest of the way. You know, but it's all been a plan that's been put into place for a long time, since after World War II, they started to work on this plan. You know, and World War II was part of the plan, and so was World War I. You know, but they needed a Greater Israel to finalise off on. But people need to quickly sort of understand and realise that everything that's happening now, and you know, Lou, I've said for years, you know, wait till this happens and wait till this comes in and, you know, wait till they start destabilising Europe and we get an influx in the East rises against the West, because that's what's happening. You know, we've got all that. And listen, if people are looking for salvation, and again, I tell you this much, if I was looking for salvation for my family and my children, those people would be on that boat first. I wouldn't be on that boat. Yeah. People need to look at the harsh facts. Forget the color of your skin. I'm not bothered if you're brown, green, yellow, purple, blue, white, or whatever. Yeah. You're a fighting age man that's coming from a country that lives in a completely different mindset to where we live. Yeah. That lives in quite a barbaric mindset. And a lot of these people are unvetted and unchecked. And that's the problem we've got. But as the media does what it usually does, is throws some propaganda out and spins it into a race war. Now we've got a problem with Christians and Muslims. Yeah.
Going on, as Thomas Sheridan said, that has been going on for centuries.
So it's nothing new. Mm-hmm. But the problem, what's new, is mass control within the television and propaganda machines.
I'm going to share something that I think really fits, because, you know, we all know this is a war between good and evil, and it is a spiritual battle. And I'm going to give you the entity that we are currently fighting so that we know what we're dealing with. Okay. You've heard of Ishtar, the Greek god.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ishtar was the Babylonian goddess of love and war, the Patreon deity of the city of Uruk, also known as several other things, okay? She's the moon god. She's all kinds of stuff. Well, this all goes back to Nimrod. And so they all have different names, different things for different religions and different times throughout society. But what we are witnessing is Babylon is falling and being defeated before your very eyes. And all those little demonic entities are throwing a fit. These are these gods that everybody worshiped way back in the day, and some still do. These are the fallen angels that fell with Lucifer, you guys. They got kicked out of heaven. A third of the angels got kicked out of heaven when Satan got kicked out because of pride, because they wanted to be God. Well, he sent them to earth and said, there you go. Go ahead. Have at it. And this is their reign. This is their territory. This is what we have seen since earth was created. Since that moment, so that they got kicked out. Okay. So they've been running havoc on this earth forever. And we, as God's children and righteous people, are on the earth, but we are not of the earth. That's, you know, the Bible says you're on the earth, but you are not of the earth. You're from heaven. That's your reality. That's where you live. That's where you belong. So we are called to bring heaven to earth. The only weapon you have against hate is love.
Amen.
Okay. The only weapon you have against sin is righteousness. The only way to defeat bad is with good. And so we have to stand together in love, and we have to use our voices and unite as one body and come against this evil. And we have to pray it down, shout it down, stand. We have to do whatever it takes to pull these nasty things down. And then we take dominion over this. This is ours. we're claiming this for the righteous. You don't live here anymore. We're done with this. And that's what's, it's happening. And that actually, I've got a prophecy later, literally about this very thing, but I just think it's interesting how it all plays in.
Amen. So has anyone heard of OIX?
I had not.
Okay.
No.
It's an identity exchange, and it's a non-profit technology agnostic membership organization that accelerates the adaptation of digital identity services based on open standards. And it brings together leaders from various sections to collaborate on building trusted transactions online. Okay. Well,
yeah,
it's being reported.
It sounds like they're the Facebook police.
I read something earlier on. I do know what you're on about now, Lou. And Starmer's
okay, so I'm
going to
just read the article.
Let me dig that out.
Can I just read the article that I found? So apparently the UK should work towards a digital wallet strategy to provide clarity on how ID will work across the public and private sectors and take leadership on cross-border identity interoperability. The open identity exchange says in a letter to the Secretary of State, Peter Kyle. The letter on July 23rd argues that the digital identity and attributes trust framework provides a strong basis for the UK to be a leader in digital trust. It's only a starting point, however, according to OIX, and they cite McKinsey's estimate that digital ID could increase GDP in various countries, including the UK, by between 3% and 13%, and notes that some employers in the UK say it has saved them 30% of their time when they use it.
Yeah, doing background checks.
Apparently, the digital ID can unlock significant value for individuals, businesses, and UK economy. And over time, it will become the core component of a critical global digital infrastructure. And if the UK wants to enhance its global influence and attract international partnerships, foster trade relationships, it needs a clear long-term plan for digital ID. So that's...
yeah, it makes sense.
That's all part of the agenda. But again,
makes
it ain't going to happen.
Do you remember Boris in 2016 when he spoke about obviously nanotechnology in medicines? I think it was in Europe somewhere. I can't remember what event it was. Quite a big event, and he mentioned that the UK were going to lead the way in innovation within this digital thing. He spoke. He was like, imagine lampposts clicking at each other, giving each other messages, things like that. And he spoke about the United Kingdom leading the way. So it is going to be us that's going to push this agenda forwards through the technology that's already been placed out there. So yeah, it makes sense that we're going to be the ones to push it.
Indeed, but it ain't going to happen. Okay, so this article, I have been discussing this group. Blimey. UK column, 2012 maybe. Have you heard of the 77 Brigade?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah.
77 Brigade?
Oh, yes.
So I'll just go in a little bit of background on the 77 Brigade. Back in 1914, the 77 Brigade was part of Kitchener's Army, a Scottish infantry battalion strutting its stuff on Salonika front during World War One. They had wild adventures like the Second Battle of Doran in 1917 and an equally chaotic battle of the same place later on. Present day, 77th Brigade listens into phone calls and everything. But basically, they're a psychological operation team, mind games, Yeah, messing around with things, military, all funded, 77 Brigade. If you want to find more about the 77 Brigade, go and have a look at the UK column because Brian's done loads. Their budget has doubled within the last 6 years. And apparently, operations are getting much more fancier and more complex. And it's saying, think military pay and strategic wizardry. So their budget was 8 million and it's now gone up to 14.5 million pounds. So 77 Brigade, UK column talks about them a lot. They play mind games, they listen to people's phone calls. They're a horrible organization. Loads has been done on them, but now their budgets have been increased to practically double. So yeah, that's your
So
military news.
that means double trouble.
Done it just. Done it just.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it means they're really desperate.
Yeah, they've always been desperate. I mean, I can remember talking to friends back in the day, linked with UK column, and they'd be on the phone. They're going, "Yeah, okay, 77 Brigade, you listening in?" And there was always kind of jokes regarding the 77 Brigade. So they're still out in force and getting more funding than ever for these times.
A lot of digital warriors. That's what there is. A lot of social media warriors.
Yeah, indeed. So, Christine, what have you got? I wanted to hit some Diddy news, but I think we need to do a whole entire show on Diddy and what's going on there because it's getting crazy. A little Rod has been mocking him, telling him to pay up and using
I saw that.
verses from 50 Cent. I tell you what, if you're not following 50 Cent on Instagram or X, it's absolutely it's just comedy gold every day. Christine, what's going on over in the States? The
Well,
lunacy continues.
it doesn't it though. I mean, it's really when you pull up news, it's almost like watching a comedy show because you're thinking, how, why, oh my Lord, who would say that? Who would do that? And it's just getting so ridiculous to wake people up. I think it's funny. But I have got actually a prophecy that I wanted to share today regarding the fall of Babylon, and it is entitled Babylon the Great Has Fallen. And this was from Krista Elisha. It's really long, and I am not going to read it word for word, but I'm going to give you a synopsis. She highly recommends Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods. So that's what I was talking about earlier. Ishtar, Isis, whatever you want to call her, and her little groupies. It's all the same, and they just recreate themselves in from generation to generation, but they're all the same. And so I never personally studied the Greek gods. I never got into that. Couldn't have named one a year ago. Didn't have any idea who they were. It was so far removed from my world. I didn't think I'd ever need to know that. It turns out I need to know that. That's who we're battling. That
I
is who
used to
this.
love doing Greek mythology
Well, if you.
at school. I remember Zeus and Poseidon.
Okay.
I
Those are.
absolutely loved it.
Well, those are all the false gods that are raining all this terror on earth right now. That's who they are. That's who we're fighting.
Yeah, don't
That's where.
forget, you've got a lot of the Greek gods come from a lot of the Egyptian gods as well.
There you
So
go.
all they've done is relabel and rebrand them. Yeah, you
That's what
got
they.
Ra, which is
Yeah,
Zeus. You know,
exactly.
and that's
Same.
what's happened for
It's
dynasty
the
upon
same
dynasty upon dynasty.
spirit. It's the same spirit recreating themselves.
Absolutely, yeah, correct.
So, yeah, because Satan cannot create anything. Lucifer can't create a thing. He is a punk fallen angel. He has no power, no authority, no
He's
nothing.
a very jealous being, he's certain. He's very jealous upon what we can create. That's the problem, what we've got.
Because we have more power than he does. And he has dumbed us down to the point that we don't know that anymore.
Correct.
But honey, when you figure it out, you put him under your feet, you step on his neck, and it's over. So he has no rule and reign in my world. I'm not going to take it anymore. Now that I know, I know that I know. And so, no, we're done with that mess. So that's what this prophecy is all about. It's talking about Babylon has fallen. And it said, she said, I felt prompted to see where it was mentioned in the scripture. And I found myself in Revelation 18. I didn't realize this was the passage where the messenger from heaven, Jesus, was judging the whore of Babylon, the queen of heaven, aka Ishtar. Well, hello. So it just starts kind of going into all of that. And
wow, can I just intersect regarding the Ishtar?
Yeah.
There was that figure, because Amanda Grace goes, because I watch Amanda Grace all the time. And look at that
the statue that God
the statue that was put up. Where was it put up? It was somewhere really prominent.
Sure.
It
was over the Supreme
Court. No, it wasn't. It was in America.
It's over the Supreme Court in New York.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was the Supreme Court in America, Ishtar.
Well, okay, hold statue. On. Pete, you're both right. There is one at CERN. There was one on the Supreme Court. And there was one in Houston, Texas, that got its head ripped off in a hurricane a few weeks back. So they are putting these things, just like they brought in the Arch of Baal, and they put that up anytime they need some real power, they put up the Arch of Baal. But this is all the same thing. So all these people in this New Age religion, we love you. We want you to wake up. And we want you to understand and that you are worshiping demons, these false gods. That's what the whole New Age is built on. So it's so jacked up, but they have brought it into mainstream without all the names and stuff to just control the masses. So we're not.
I mean, I'm sure the New Agey lot can now see after what's being played out in front of their faces during the Olympics and everything else, they can surely must see.
Yeah.
That
what's happening.
What's going on and what this battle is all about.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's beautiful. She said, God will have order in his house, just as there is order in his courts. The judgment has been rendered. Babylon the Great has fallen. The stone is being thrown into the sea of humanity, and we are about to experience a tsunami wave of God's glory hit this earth. We have to brace ourselves for impact, or this wave is going to come with the destruction of everything that was not built on the Rock of Ages and his specifications. So, when God says they're falling, God is about to send some major destruction to this earth to take them out. You're going to witness this. You're going to see it. Do not get in fear. Praise him when it happens. Give him all the glory. Cover your family. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. If you're asked to stay inside for a certain time, it is for your own good. Do that. Do that. We're expecting this thing to kick off big very soon. I don't think we've seen anything yet, because when God moves, there won't be one person on this earth that is not affected. It's going to touch every life on this earth. It's going to
Would you say we're in tribulation
like that? No, we are not in tribulation.
I just want to confirm, because there are so many of the people that I follow, not the prophets, but like there's the Watchman news.
I mean, are we in tribulation? Yeah, sure, it's a time of tribulation, but I don't think it is the tribulation. We're in the last days, but we are not in the last days, okay? We're getting close to the end, but I think we have several hundred years here still on earth, several generations. God has spoken of that. He's prophesied that. And that's what I'm saying. He has shown me my great-great-grandbabies that aren't here yet, but I know they're coming.
It's the time, as we've said a few times, of like Jonah.
And
Yeah.
the Minervans and Amanda Grace again mentioned that, and I know I say it every show. And then I think it's the book of not Habakkuk. So there's another book later on, which is like the after the 100 years that God gave the Ninevites to repent. They ended up going back to their ways, and he took Nineveh out. And so many prophets have said it, and we've been saying it for absolutely the last couple of years. It's the times of Jonah.
Yeah,
But
he gave
there's
Nineveh a
got to be
hundred
something
years.
so big that
Right.
shocks to, it's got to be something huge that shocks humanity. And I think that's where it's going. That's
Definitely.
why there's all the signs are coming of those end times. But I don't think we're gonna I don't believe we're there yet at
I
all.
believe that this is the precursor, like COVID was the precursor to what they have planned.
Yeah, they're trying to
There's
forward it. I
always
think
an
that
imprint
the
in the
other
earth.
side are trying to push it forward. They're trying to control it when they've got no
The
control.
enemy's
But
job, the only thing he can do is control. He wants to steal time.
yeah.
He wants to change time and laws. That's his job. That's all he's allowed to do. Change
And I
time
think
and
that's why
laws.
we're seeing this at the moment.
Yeah,
I
because
think
they want to
it's the
usher in
others,
the Antichrist. If they can usher in the Antichrist, yeah, they could scare the heck out of everybody and see how many people bow. That's their goal. That is the
Because the
goal. Do
temple
not
hasn't been
bow.
built. We've still got the temple to be built. Okay, they've got the red heifers ready, but the temple hasn't been built. Do you know what I mean? And that's what we've got to look for. That's the main thing of is it the third temple?
It's a
So.
thing. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I really think we've got some time, but I think it's going to get real interesting in the next from now until probably this time next year. I think it's going to be a real roller coaster ride as all this exposure happens and these trials play out. And they're not just gonna throw their hands up and say, "Oh, you caught us. Oh, we're so sorry. Yeah, we're bad." They're not gonna do that. They're gonna fight to the death, and
They're
it's
going to
gonna be
throw the
their death.
kitchen sink at us, is exactly what they're
You
going to do.
bet. Yeah, 100%. So you need to be aware of your surroundings at all times. You need to
And you've got to
use
be in prayer.
wisdom.
That's why it's so
But
important
yes,
right now
yeah.
to really look, and just get there because,
I know,
according
but
to the prophets, according to the Bible, it won't affect. We will swim through it.
We still need to be able to sustain ourselves, food, water, dried food, tinned food, plenty of
But we've been
water.
saying that for ages, that everyone should have cupboards full.
Well, still, just to put it out there for those that haven't, yeah, that are
Get
new to
out
this and
there.
that they've only just sort of realized the game and what's going on here, you still need to be able to prepare yourself for at least a couple of months and sustain yourself. Because if what we think is going to happen is going to, because we all know that this ride's going to get even bumpier than what it is. And we've said it for years. You've said it for years. I've said it for years. We're going to go through a little quiet start. 2023, we're going to get a little bit of a quiet lull. And then
It's
come the end of
ramping.
2023, get into 2024 onwards, it's going to get real bumpy for a couple of years. So people need to make no mistake. Yeah. What they think is crazy at the moment is going to be, in
All
retrospect,
hell's
even
about to break loose.
crazier
Yeah.
and manically nutcase, weird kind of what is this really happening? Not really happening kind of mindset, but it is gonna. So people need to embrace and be ready because it is gonna get even bumpier. And I know we're thinking, well, it's getting, oh, they're pulling the monkeypox now and they're trying to pull it. And I said last year, come the end of this year, we're looking at another pandemic. They are going to plan or try some other World Health Organization are going to be involved with some stunt, and they're doing it exactly right on cue for October, right on cue. Yes.
Also, I follow MonkeyWorks, and looking at the movement of military at the moment and what's going on, they're all gunning up. There's it's gonna we've also got that. It's gonna go borderline nuclear, and
Yeah, I can't see it going nuclear though, to be
no, it won't.
fair.
But it'll get to the worrying point.
They're spending hundreds of trillions on
So,
reinfrastructuring the world, so they're not going to blow it all up.
well, I don't know.
No,
Let me
they're not. They're
share.
not. They're spending too much money on rebuilding everything
We'll see.
building
We'll
back
see.
better.
Let me share
They'll use
one
the
more.
threat.
Yeah.
I don't think they will either.
No, I don't think they'll do it, but it will get to the point that people are on the tenterhooks worrying it ain't going to happen, but it's going to get there because we're watching a movie.
If anything, they'll set off some dirty bombs outside in the countryside, and they'll use the radiation threat using the microwave towers, yeah. And they'll cut people and say it's nuclear threat, yeah. If anything, that's the only other thing they would do. I can't see them blowing up all the trillions of pounds. I mean, they're spending billions
No,
in
I
this.
don't think, no, it won't happen. But I'm just saying for the general public and people,
Oh,
it's going to be
it's a major threat, yeah.
bubbling.
Yeah. And
Christine,
to
I'm
be
sorry.
fair, just quickly, you need a lot of water to create nuclear fusion. So I'm a little bit of a loss how these are nuclear bombs that are on these little rockets that are firing, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 foot rockets. You've seen nuclear power stations, and you've seen the amount of water that's needed to create nuclear fusion fuel through barium rods, etc., and the systems that you use. You need a lot. And when the cooling stations are letting off all that steam, that's because they're using a hell of a lot of water. So how is the nuclear rocket or the nuclear fusion going to happen on a rocket when it's not equipped to carry all that water, for example? So again, you've got to look at,
I
and
don't
they'll
know
use
how.
nuclear.
I'm no scientist. That's kind of
No,
a
neither am I,
sciencey kind of thing.
but when you look into it's very interesting. And there's no way possible that you could have all that water in a rocket to create that amount of nuclear fusion to create a blast so big. Now, I'm not saying they've not got dirty bombs, which are very big bombs and carpet bombs, which can create atomic-like bombs, you know, and that's another thing. Or look at the ammonia bomb that went off in where was it? Somewhere in Europe, not so long back. And there's a big ammonia explosion, and it actually looked like a nuclear bomb went off. So, if anything, they'll do something in the countrysides, in the countries, and say it's nuclear, and use the radio towers to basically cut people like radiation, like nuclear power would.
That's interesting.
Christine, anything to add before
Interesting.
we
So
go?
she goes on in this
Oh,
prophecy,
sorry.
and it speaks to the nations, and it's awesome because we have a date to be looking forward to. And it's going to be a very important date. So I just wanted to read this section of the prophecy. She said, "Recently I was praying and I asked Jesus if he wanted to speak to me specifically about the nations. I was taken into a vision of the city of Rome and its deity statues crumbling. I watched a large portion of stone fall away from the carved face, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, 'Babylon the Great has fallen.' I felt prompted to see where it was mentioned in scripture." She found herself in Revelations 18. And of course, it's talking about the Whore of Babylon. She said, "The Lord continued to speak to my spirit, saying that it is just as the court renders a guilty verdict and then a second court appearance is scheduled for sentencing, his judgment against Ishtar has been rendered." So, we've already won, but her sentencing will be enforced nationally. They're talking about the US on October 12th, which is the Day of Atonement, as 1 million women gather with Lou Engle on our National Mall in agreement to fast, pray, and stand for our children. So we've got a 1 million women march happening here in the States, October 12th in DC. And God said that will be her sentencing. So you guys look for October 12th to be a very big day, a very big day. He said, "With Ishtar's going down, will come a great falling away of her influence over systems, leading to mass reform in our current church government and in the way we have always done things. For the city of Babylon is the false church. What we're witnessing, with rising attention being given to false and cultural Christianity leaders, fake Christians, basically, which requires no death to self, no repentance, leadership abuse, and secret perversion. The ordination and celebration of openly sexual immoral priest and the audacious minimalization of sin is all proof of Ishtar's headship over the denominational structure of our day that we call church. I see prisoners of institutionalized religion being set free in mass, not only from ancient demons, but also from the systems and structures that were created by those demons to control the worship of God's people. I see many mainstream churches closing as an insurgence of a powerful grassroots house church movement begins to fill the void. In these settings, discipleship will be organic and natural as small communities simply get together to do life. This is the environment where holiness can thrive, and so many people, as they grow in Christ to maturity, together. Righteous leaders of church organizations will have no choice but to seek out the ancient paths and the original blueprints for Christ's house. Buildings and temples will no longer be considered sacred spaces, but the people of God will be looked at again as the place where heaven and earth collide. Wow. I just think that is so beautiful. That is what God is telling us is going to happen. And I love it. So expect some big structures to come down. And whatever it takes to pull those down is whatever it takes to pull those down. God's
so
do
many
it.
Of the prophets, so many, like Robin Bullock said this, Julie Green said this, Amanda Grace has said this, I think even Deborah Williams has said this, they were coming down, like all of these monuments to Satan and all of them, like they've even Big Ben.
Big Ben, the Statue of Liberty. They have talked about the Golden Gate Bridge. They've talked about the George Washington Bridge. I have heard many. So it's going to affect, and it's going to affect you guys over there too, as far as your, I mean, my God, you all have the big historic everythings over there. Don't be surprised if it disappears. And that has to be kind of heartbreaking, because I sit here every night and watch Escape to the Country and dream of being in the UK, funny enough. And you all are dreaming about being over here, and I'm just cracking up going, Treja. So, but
I'm dreaming of the Maldives.
Yeah, brother, I'll go, hey, we can dream there together. That wouldn't be bad at all. So
yeah, why don't we just let's all go to the Maldives and we'll deliver
to tactics
for the Maldives. I think that's what we should do.
I love it. So yeah, it is exciting times. It's not fearful times. That's the message.
Exactly. Well, that's it for tonight. I did a really good show again with Thomas Sheridan earlier. Please take a look at that. I'm just about to make the video now. I'm going away with Catherine. We're having a little break, the two of us. Haven't seen each other in ages. And we will be back next week. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, we would very much appreciate it. Just costs of running the website and getting the shows out and everything else are just mounting right now. There is something that we might be planning. Jason and I might be looking to go and cover the inauguration.
Yes.
In January.
Yes.
We are going to be Let's discussing what we can do to get over there to bring it live with me and Jason and Christine.
Oh, and, come on. I'm so excited I can pop.
So we're going to discuss this. We're going to try and see how we can do this. Maybe we do a give, send, go and ask people. I don't know what we'll do. We could maybe even do a little podcast-a-thon and do a 24-hour broadcast or whatever it takes to raise some funds to get us to America to cover the inauguration live. And even if it goes ahead, but to cover the drama going on over in the States in January. And so that's something in progress that we're going to work on and see if it's going to be feasible. Any final words, Christy?
No, thank you, and have a lovely rest of the evening. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us, my love. Jason, what you got to say? Say something for your fans who miss you.
God bless. No, just on what Christine was saying earlier on, when she was mentioning the light and the frequency, absolutely, yeah, and that's what it's all about. We need to, as a species, we need to find that divine spark that we've got within, and we need to ignite it, and we need to become a better species, and we are going to become a better species. The problem is, and I've always said for years, you know this, Lou, the sun's coming, but the shadow's going to try push back. But the sun's coming, and that shadow's going to diminish, and that gloom that we've been in for a long time is going to get better, and we are going to get 1,000 years of peace. And there is major keys and prophecies and revelations and prophets to come forward, yeah, that I'm well aware of. But we just need to keep finding that divine spark within. And once we get that divine spark within, we're part of the wave of consciousness that's going to bring this place to a better place.
Jason, just want to talk about frequency and vibration, etc. Don't know if any listeners have heard of Clive de Carle's magic chair. If you want to know more about the magic chair,
Is that the shiftwave chair?
it's the shift wave chair about
Oh, you're
vibration.
joking me. Has Clive
It
got some of them?
is, I've got one of them.
Have you got one of them, Lou? Whoa, people, you need to get into this shiftwave chair. It's next
There's only
level.
six in the UK. If you
Why?
want to know more about it, you need to send me an email, lou@libertytactics.co.uk, for more
Yes.
about the chair. I was wondering, is this borderline kind of US? It's not. This is about a vibration. It fast tracks, and this is from people within the army, it fast tracks PTSD, helping with depression, and it's all about vibration. And I can't explain it. The only way I feel that I can sell this thing, this incredible piece of technology, whatever, is for people just to have an experience on the magic chair. Maybe the magic chair's wrong. It's actually called the shift wave chair. So maybe magic is looking at making it seem like it's a bit new agey.
No, but listen, it's only magic till science proves it.
Yeah, the shift wave chair. If you Google that, you can see images of it and what it does.
It's next
Lou
level.
has one in her possession, and I would highly recommend you to email her because I believe, and now Lou, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't want to misspeak, but I believe that you have one that you can bring like to people so that they can
And
have
give
an
a
experience.
demonstration, and
Yeah.
people need, these machines need to be in holistic centers, people who doctors or psychiatrists who have people with trauma, depression, PTSD.
But
I've
they need to be
the
in
testimonies
spas.
from people from all different walks of life. Every single person is just they're gobsmacked when they come off it. And so I was first, is this new agey? What would God say? And I'm thinking, well, hang on, this isn't manifesting anything. It's about vibration. This is what, as you, because I had to ask you, didn't I, Christine?
You did,
And
yeah.
it's not. It's vibration to help people. And that's been taken away from people, hasn't it? Like God's, all of the things and gifts that God's given to us have really been
It's
striped away, and we're not
recreated.
aware of it. Like the
Right.
power of prayer. People are following the secret and all this manifestation of everything else. Really, it's prayer and accepting Jesus.
That's it.
And that manifests like, and I can vouch for this, it manifests within like instant.
Wow, I'd
With
love
the
to try
power of
it.
prayer.
Sounds amazing.
So this chair, if you're around Devon, you're interested, give me an email, lou@libertytactics.co.uk. Clive is the only person who can get hold of this chair. There's only six. There may be more in the country because people are buying them, but these should be everywhere. And somebody from in the army said they need to be on the front line. It fast tracks the PTSD, the trauma. There's no words unless you try it. So that's the plug there. Christine, any final words?
I just love that you have that and that you have the opportunity to share that with others. So it's a beautiful thing. Please do email Lou at Liberty Tactics and try that out for yourselves. God bless everybody. Great show today, guys. Good to talk to all of you. And I miss you guys. So happy to be here and hope all of you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you. Right. LibertyTactics.co.uk, ExposingTheLie.info. Jason's back on Facebook. He's also running the TikTok. We are definitely going to be getting stuff up on this new YouTube channel. If you haven't followed, we've only just opened it. We haven't publicized it. It's called Liberty Tactics Shorts. You'll see our logo. There are some of our old Liberty Tactics channel. It's still there. Some of our videos have got like 300,000-400,000 views, but we cannot access that channel. Not James, not I. We've done everything to try and so we can continue using it. But if you look for Liberty Tactics Shorts, content's going to start getting up there within the next couple of weeks. That's it. God bless everybody. Good night.
God bless. Thank you.